And look at that, friends. We have spring rolls that look amazing with a sauce that took us less than 30 seconds to assemble. And welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be very creative. We're going to be doing some waffles made out of cake. Now you can either make your own cake at home or you can buy any store made, any store brand that you like, and no oven is going to be needed. So I'm going to show you. So if you have any kids that would love to get in the kitchen with you, I would go grab them right now. Get them in front of your TV screens or your computer screens, and they're gonna love this episode. So let's get started. I'm gonna give you some ingredients that we're gonna be working with here. I bought the cake mix here, which is all white. And the reason why I did all white was because I thought it would be really nice to have some different colors and some different essence put into it to give different flavors. Now, if you wanted to skip that because of food coloring and stuff, and you just wanted to grab, like, let's say just a chocolate or a lemon flavored, you're most welcome to do that. So for today, as per my box ingredients that I need, I'm gonna get all that in here, whip it up. In the meantime, I just have some blue food coloring. You could get blueberry essence. I didn't have any at home, but then with the green color, I'm going to be putting a pistachio flavoring in there. For the watermelon essence, I am going to be putting the red color in there, and for the orange food coloring, I'm going to be putting the orange essence in there. So I'm going to go ahead, whip up my cake mix. When we come back, I'm going to show you how we're going to make different colors and get it ready and put it in our waffle mix. So we've got our batter all mixed up, just the way the, you know, store bought all the ingredients that were stated on the box. So they're all, this part of our cake mixing is done. Now what we're gonna do is my waffle maker is getting nice and ready here. In the meantime, what I am going to do is we're gonna start getting our coloring together, our coloring for the waffles. So we're gonna make one, or I think I should be able to get two out of that one. So I've got two blue ones, two blue waffles. Just gonna mix that up so you have a nice blue, vibrant blue color there. And you can even make just the same procedure, and you can do this for cupcakes, or you could even do this for a big cake and do like a big, huge cake. And I added just a little bit more because I really want the waffles to be really, really vibrant in colors. I've got my blue mixed in. I'm gonna put that on the side. Then we're gonna do the green, which is gonna be the pistachio flavor. You can omit this if you don't like adding the flavoring in there, but I just thought it would be cool to get some flavoring in there. So for this one, again, we're gonna go ahead and add some green food coloring there, just a couple of drops. And then I'm gonna put the pistachio food essence in there. Wow, it really does smell like pistachios. Okay, so we've got our green ready. We're gonna do same thing for our red one. I except this one is gonna be watermelon flavor. So yes, you can get watermelon food essence. And this one I had the powder stuff, so which is fine. I know I added up too much, but I just want that vibrant color. Wow, smells so good. Looks like I'm losing my tops today. Okay, let's get that mixed up. Look at those colors coming together, wow. Got the watermelon flavor going, and then the last one is gonna be our orange flavoring. Okay, so we're gonna do a couple drops of the orange essence. And some orange food coloring. Wow, look at those colors. All right, so I think my waffle maker is ready. Just gonna turn this around so you can see this. Then what we're going to do is just take any spray that you have, and we're just going to coat the waffle maker here. And I guess we can do the blue one first. Now I know you don't want to put too much of it in here, because if you do, it's going to leak all on and you're going to have a lot of cleaning up mess. So I'm thinking just about a tablespoon on each waffle here should be sufficient enough. All right, we're gonna close it up. There we go. It's really good because we don't have any leakage going on there. And then what I'm going to do is, this particular waffle maker is, I wait 5 minutes and then I'm going to turn it around. And you want to wait 5 minutes so that for this particular waffle maker, you need the dough to kind of set before you turn it. So when we come back, I'm going to show you how the blue one turned out. Hello everyone, we're back. And I'm done doing the waffles, the cake waffles here. Now, I just wanted to point out a couple things. Like if you look at this one, it's gotten discolored a little bit. And that's the reason is because the setting has, you have to have the setting at the right temperature. So what you wanna do is you wanna keep it at the lowest temperature on your waffle maker. But like if I do break it apart, look at the inside. I mean, it's really cooked and the color is extremely vibrant in there. But I wanna get in there and I wanna eat. So I have here a presentation plate that you could do. And I have some whipping cream here, or Cool Whip. I've got Nutella, the chocolate spread. I've got caramel sauce. I've got more Cool Whip because you can never have enough Cool Whip. And then I've got some strawberries, some blackberries, some blueberries, and some raspberries. So you know, then the kids or anybody who comes for a party can pick or choose what they want to put on their plate. So here, this is what I am going to do. My favorite is Cool Whip. Like I said, you can never have enough Cool Whip. And then I love blueberries, so I'm going to do some blueberries. Raspberry, blackberry, And then the other thing too is I have these little bowls here with sprinkles on it. So I'm just gonna put some sprinkles on there. And that's it. So we'll give this a try. Look at how done it is. It's really well done. So I'm gonna get some Cool Whip and a blueberry. It's really nice because I bit into the orange one, the one that we flavored with orange, and it's really, really refreshing. And I never thought I'll say this, but it's better than cake. Thank you for visiting me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope to see you here next time with another great recipe. See you then, friends.